What's up, my friends? Welcome back to Create Your Pathway. I'm Rory, your host. I interview real people in real jobs so you can know what they are really like. Today, we're talking to Tyler Parker for the Energy Pathway. Now, energy encompasses a really wide range of careers. You've got everything from like oil and gas, power companies, power distribution, infrastructure. Tyler actually works for a power distribution and infrastructure company. And so he's gonna talk about a lot of the work that he does. It's a lot of outside work, manual labor. It's the kind of thing that you can get into without needing to go to college. And Tyler's got this interesting story where he went to college for something very different and ended up not using it, and he's glad that he did that. Energy is a really important sector in the United States, and it's one that's currently undergoing some innovation. So there's some exciting things going on. What I appreciate about Tyler is that he shows you that with a little bit of hard work and just learning from and asking questions of the right people, you can build a really great career for yourself without having any special background when you come into it at the beginning. Let's turn down here from Tyler.
So let's start, just tell me your role, like maybe like your title, and then explain a little bit of what you actually do in a day-to-day basis.
Here at Pontiac Electric, I'm a lineman. We do anything from underground jobs to, this past week, we've been building transmission switches that provide power to our substation from a TVA transmission line. I have a pretty broad spectrum of what I do.
What's one of the more interesting jobs that you've done?
This transmission job has been pretty interesting. It's nothing we've ever done before. So,
what makes it interesting to you?
We've been setting 80-foot poles, which is not very typical thing for a distribution power company to do.
So does that mean you like going to the top of 80 foot poles or just helping them stay in the ground?
Yeah. In our bucket truck, we'll go to the top.
Man.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about what's the pathway that got you from, you know, think about the folks, the students listening to this, what's the pathway that got you from even high school to where you are now?
I graduated high school. And I went straight to college, just like everybody told me to. Yeah. I went to college with ICC, which is Itawamba Community College. From there, I transferred to Ole Miss. I got my bachelor's in communication sciences and disorders, which is a fancy term for a speech pathologist. You wouldn't look at me now and think speech pathologist, but that's my formal education. I didn't get into grad school the first time, and that was kind of a bummer for me.
Yeah.
I didn't have the money to go to an out-of-state college. So I kept working at the job I was at, which was a tire store, and I was a mechanic there. I did that for a couple of years after I graduated college. And I have a couple of buddies that work here at the power company, and they were gunning for me to get here. And so it all worked out.
And how long have you been there at this point?
This is 5.5 years that I've been here.
Okay.
We have an in-house apprenticeship program that we do through the statewide cooperatives.
Okay.
And it's a 5 to 6 year program. And we had book work and tests for the last 5 years. I'm pretty sure that the statewide cooperative program is trying to get that implemented to where we can actually get a degree from a community college, like a 2 year degree.
Okay.
If we complete a couple of courses, you know, at the college level. Mm-hmm. Like a math, English, and stuff like that.
I know how it feels to do degree work that you don't end up really using in your work. So I sympathize. You mentioned everybody says go to college after high school. And I feel like for a lot of people, it's just the default. They don't really know what they want. They don't know who they are. And it just ends up being like, you know, you spend a lot of time trying to figure stuff out. Looking back, would you make any decisions differently? Like if you had known this apprenticeship program existed, would you have considered it straight out of high school?
Exactly. I would have. Not that there's anything wrong with going to college, but my parents pushed me to go to college, which was a good thing. Some people are just not cut out for that career path. I guess that's how you put it. I have the mind frame of getting dirty and going to work. I would have been miserable if I'd have worked in a hospital or an office setting. So
what's something about working, you know, in your field generally that you think a lot of people wouldn't know, but is interesting?
We work a lot of hours, rain, shine, sleet, or snow. It doesn't matter. When we're called upon, we have to go to work. I don't think the general public really knows that.
Yeah. And for a lot of random things too, right? Like if a transformer blows or if lines are down after a storm. Thinking about the, you know, the rest of your career, what will progress look like for you, or maybe what goals do you have?
Foreman would be a goal of mine. Of course, that's going to be the supervisory role. That's about the high as you can go here.
So in other words, it's not just about doing the job. You get to actually lead other people who are doing some of the jobs as well. That's what I hear. Okay.
And at the point I'm at now, where I'm still a teacher, I have a bunch of young guys that are underneath me that are, some of them are fresh out of high school, don't have a lot of experience in power line work, just like I was.
Yeah.
I had older guys that taught me, and now I'm passing on the knowledge to them. So
what advice would you have if there's a student right now who is maybe on the fence about, like, do I really need to go to college or what do I want? And maybe you're like, hey, you should consider this pathway. What advice would you have for them?
Go get an education, not necessarily go to college, but you can be educated in many different things. Vo-techs. Mm. There's actually colleges here in Mississippi that do a lineman program.
Yeah.
Where they learn to climb poles, they learn the basics of electricity, they learn everyday things that we use. I'm not saying not go to college, but if you're having any kind of doubt that you want to go to a four-year university, like I did, and have a bill every month, like I do, still paying for that speech pathology degree, but looking back, I'm glad I went to college because it's something that nobody can take away from me. But for sure, I would have went a different route.
And you're not necessarily limited by what you may have studied in college. You know, there's some things like critical thinking skills, meeting a lot of people from different walks of life. That stuff goes with you to whatever, but it doesn't, you know, what you majored in doesn't limit you getting into a career like the one you're in. So what are some of the, like, the values or the character traits that if someone thinks they want to, you know, make a good living going into the kind of work that you're doing, that they need to begin thinking about for themselves right now?
Kind of have to have a can-do attitude. If you see somebody that can do it, you can do it. There's a lot of things that I didn't know I could do until I started here. You got to have a little grit. Sometimes our job is pretty demanding. Like right now, it's 96 degrees outside yeah. And about 150% humidity. So kind of got to want it. And of course, with the dangers of our job also comes money.
What motivates you to do what you do?
I just got married about 2.5 years ago. So we're thinking about starting a family.
Yeah.
And I've got a house and land to pay for and my wife. And the money's going to get us to where we want to be. So
excellent.
That's a big motivation.
Tyler, I appreciate you taking some time to talk about the work that you do and how you got into it. It sounds like this is like one of those career pathways that people may not even know about, and you don't need a four-year degree. It sounds like the co-op has taught you what you needed to know. And so, man, I wish you the best as you continue to look ahead toward growing your family. And I just thank you so much for taking some time to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
No problem.